So today we start a two-week sermon series that is entitled The Quiet Mind. And as I thought about that theme, my first thought was not about quietness or silence, but about noise. And I started to think about the noise and the chatter that we hear. The sound of leaf blowers, for example, is pretty common these days. And last Sunday, I was gathering my keys and my wallet about to leave for church, and our television was on in our den. And I heard people on the TV singing a Christmas carol. I think it was "O Holy Night." My wife was watching a Hallmark Christmas movie. These Christmas movies that are now on 24/7. The sounds of Christmas are here, but I'm not ready for that quite yet. And then, of course, there is the constant and often ugly noise of politics. There is a lot of noise around us. There is outside noise, and there is also the voices inside of us, the chatter in our own minds. What is the voice inside of you saying these days? Is it positive or negative, hopeful, joyful, or discouraging? Some of you have heard this story before about when I was a seminary student here in Richmond, and I was playing on our class flag football team. And at first, this was merely just for fun, especially since our team was not very good. We lost all of our games the first year that I played. But we got better each year. We got some new players on the team, and by my third and last year, we reached the championship game of the flag football tournament. And we were playing a team from the Baptist Seminary that had not lost in 3 years. They had a quarterback who played football at Radford, and they had a few younger, very fast players. They had beaten us earlier in the season with one less player on the field. And they were sort of joking and laughing as we warmed up as if they had already won the game. But our team rose to the occasion, and we were leading for most of the game. And late in the fourth quarter, we were driving for a touchdown that would basically secure us the championship. But our drive stalled on the 2-yard line. And on fourth down, we decided to go for the touchdown, to go for the win. And the quarterback threw the ball to me. And the ball hit my hands, bounced up into the air, and I was unable to grab the rebound, and it fell to the ground incomplete. And then, of course, the Baptist team got the ball. They drove the length of the field. They scored a touchdown with about 30 seconds left in the game, and they won the championship. I had that trophy right there on my fingertips, but it all slipped through my fingers. Now, of all the passes that I did catch, all of the touchdowns that I did score, all of the fellowship and the fun that I had with my classmates, it is still this dropped ball that haunts me. It is not easy for me to forget my mistakes, the football passes that I dropped, my sins against God and humanity. The voice inside of me reminds me of my failures. What voices do you hear? Do they tell you that you are not loved or worthy, that you are alone in all of your struggles, that you are not enough or do not belong? In the midst of the voices that are around us and in us, we hear this morning the voice of God through the Apostle Paul, who says to us, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, I am making everything new. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God. Now, what Paul is talking about here is what we in the church call sanctification, which is one of the pillars of United Methodist theology. For John Wesley in the United Methodist Church, sanctification is Christ working in us, renewing our fallen nature, awakening within us our dulled spiritual senses, working within us that we might grow in love for God and in love of our neighbors. And this is all the work of God. God loves us enough not to leave us alone. God loves us enough to make new our hearts, our minds, and our souls. C.S. Lewis put it this way. He said, Christ says to us, give me all. I do not want so much of your time, so much of your money, so much of your work. I want you. No half measures or any good. I don't want to cut off a branch here or cut off a branch there. I want the whole tree cut down. The moment you put yourself into my hands, that is what you are in for. Nothing less or more than that. If you choose, you can push me away. But if you do not push me away, understand that I am going to see this job through. Whatever suffering it may cost you in your earthly life, whatever it may cost me, I will never rest or let you rest until you are literally perfect. That is what I can do and will do. I will not do anything less. Now, as strange as that may seem, this is the good news that we hear this day, that Christ is indeed in us. The Spirit is working in all of us and in our world to make us new creations, to change our attitudes, our outlooks, our thoughts, our minds for the good. And if you do not think this can happen, let me offer you some examples. There was a small little man by the name of Zacchaeus, a tax collector, a thief, a liar. Jesus sees him up in a tree and he says to him, I am coming to your house, Zacchaeus. And then Zacchaeus and Jesus share a meal and some hospitality, and Zacchaeus suddenly stands up with a different outlook and says, half of my possessions I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone anything, I will pay back four times as much. Or how about the story of the prodigal son who runs away from his father, wastes his money on loose living and prostitutes, and ends up working in a pigsty. But he hears the voice of the Spirit say to him, confess your sins and return to your father. And he does. And his attitude has changed, and the father welcomes him home with open arms and a party. When I do a funeral, I often quote the words of Benjamin Franklin on his tombstone. Words that say, the body of B. Franklin, printer. Like the cover of an old book, its contents worn out and stripped of lettering and gilding lies here, but the work shall not be lost. For it will be, as he believed, appear once more in a new and elegant edition, corrected and improved by the author. All who are in Christ Christ are a new creation. The old has passed away. See, everything has become new. New birth, new life, new beginnings, the transformed life. This happens when we die and as we live. The struggle that we have, though, is to quiet the mind so that we can draw close to God, to give Him all that we have, to hear what He says, and to receive the power of sanctification. The writer Frederick Buechner once wrote that what deadens us most to God's presence within us, I think, is the inner dialogue that we are constantly engaged in with ourselves, the endless chatter of human thoughts. And for Frederick Buechner, spiritual comfort comes when we take the time to stop the chatter, to seek the silence of a holy place, and to be silent ourselves. Our Wednesday night evening song service is a time when we do join together in silence and meditation. And in this centering time, in the holy space of our chapel, we listen for God speaking to us from within, a voice that is all too often lost in the complex world around us. We draw close to God. And I wonder, what new beginnings do you think you need to make this day? What do you think God is working in you to change? Do you need to let go of a mistake in the past? Do you need to reconnect to a family member or a friend? Or perhaps as this holy season of Advent begins just a few weeks from today, maybe you need to use that holy season to slow down, to rest, to draw close to the Lord, and listen to what He is saying to you. I'd like to close this morning with some lyrics from a song that was written by Lauren Daigle. The song is entitled, You Say, and she sings, I keep fighting voices in my mind that say that I am not enough. Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up. Remind me once again who I am because I need to know. You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. You say I am held when I have fallen short and when I don't belong. You say I am yours. I believe. Oh, I believe. Taking all I have, now I am laying it at your feet. You have every failure, God. You have every victory. You say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. You say I am held when I have fallen short and when I don't belong. You say I am yours. I believe. Oh, I believe. The transformed life, the new birth, the new creation, new beginnings means trusting and believing in the one who can make us more than who we are. As John Wesley also said, only one who can create a world can create a Christian. Christ is in all of us, speaking to us. Give it all to Christ. Believe and listen and trust in the one who can make us more than who we are. This is indeed a day of new beginnings.